give me a hand.
Well, I've got two of those. Which one would you want? The right one or the left one?
No, no! I mean, your magic yarmulke. I've just got to have it. I've been hoping to find you and get it from you for so long. It would do so many great things for me. Help me be the very best in everything I try. And I wouldn't even have to try.
But Zevi, it doesn't seem to me that you have a problem in school or helping out at home or playing ball. Why would you need a magic yarmulke? It's made for boys who are failing and flopping and think they can never succeed. The magic yarmulke gives them the confidence they need to succeed in thought and in deed. You see, Zevi, you should be happy that Hashem gave you the ability to do as well as you do. And if you try a little harder, you'll do even better. You hear what I'm saying? Ay, it's gewaltig.
But if I have the magic yarmulke, I won't have to try at all. I'll be the best just by wearing it. Oh, please, Yanko, can you spare for just a few days? Please?
For a few days? Well, I'll tell you something. I'm not so sure if I should really do it. I don't know.
Oh, please, Yanko, you've just got to help me. You've just got to.
All right. How can I refuse the pleading and the kvetching and the entreating of a wonderful Jewish bicycle? Here is my magic yarmulke card. I'll find it in a snap. That was my mousetrap. Again! One second. Here it is, my magical kippah, so light and not heavy. I present it to you, my young friend Zevi.
Oh, just like on the tape. Look at all those beautiful colors and pictures on it. Oh, it fits like a glove.
Just one second, young man. I have to give you a little warning that when someone gets something that's not really meant for him or that he really does not deserve, it doesn't always turn out for the best. Things may not happen exactly as you would like them to.
Oh, don't worry, Yanko. As long as I have my magic yarmulke, everything will be perfect.
Well, then I leave the magical kippah with you, my dear young man. I hope things go according to plan, and I sure hope you don't wake up one morning and say, I should have listened to Yankel's warning.
Oh, no! My watch says 8:37. It's really very late. I must get back home or my parents will worry. Thanks a million, Yankel! Thanks a trillion! Thanks a gazillion! And also, Yashika! I mean, Yashikayach! I'll never forget you! And don't worry, everything's going to be just great!
Well, I certainly hope so, my friend, for your sake. I certainly hope so. But I've also got to get going. I mean, what should I do? I gotta go. My feet must take flight. And so, everybody, I wish you a good night. Hey.
Oh, flying fish cakes. I better move my feet as fast as I can, or my parents might start to worry. Hey, look. Look at how fast I'm running. Like a Yashikayach motorcycle. I've never moved so fast in my life. This is fantastic. The magic yarmulke is already working. But something strange is happening. I'm running so fast, I can't stop. I'm running right past my house. How do I slow down? Turn off my feet. Somebody, step on the brake.